You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This morning we got the announcements that the SPAR Group's chairperson and deputy chair have both tendered their resignations. We're going to be taking a look at this in greater detail with senior investment analyst at Anchor Capital, Stefan Erasmus. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of these developments. Stefan, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Very interesting timing of these two resignations following the abrupt exit of the SPAR chief executive officer a little while ago. What do you make of these latest announcements?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, keeping us on our toes at SPAR, it seems. I think the moves are probably a step in the right direction. If you just consider the corporate governance concerns, or at least issues that have been raised over the last couple of years, the body representing the largest SPAR retailers called for the resignation of the chairperson in May, I believe. And so this has kind of been hanging over the board for a while. And I think, you know, the results of SPAR in the first half added more pressure. And as you rightly pointed to, the CEO also kind of wasn't expected, his resignation wasn't expected. So you put all of that together and you have a balance sheet that's under pressure, and these kind of abrupt changes do happen.
Stefan, can we take a look at perhaps SPAR in relation to some of the other retailers in South Africa? We know that Pick n Pay has been going through its own challenges. SPAR, as of the recent set of numbers in the previous reporting period, they've confirmed that they've exited markets like Poland. They've downsized their focus to come back to focusing on the South African market in greater detail. Let's just look at the retail landscape, particularly where it relates to the grocery retailers in South Africa. Some are struggling, some are trying to navigate difficult internal problems, and some, like the ShopRite Group that gave us a trading statement just last week, don't seem to have any of these problems.
Yeah, it's quite a variety of sort of situations you've got in terms of the investment cases. I suppose I'll start with the ones that I prefer most. I would say ShopRite, really a case of, I think, taking market share at the expense of the likes of Pick n Pay and SPAR. So where they've been tripping up, ShopRite has been expanding at quite a rapid rate and taking up market share. I mean, I was having a look at 60/60's numbers. Their revenue number is 25 billion. That's half of Woolworths Foods revenue. So it's becoming quite a juggernaut in its own right. And then you've got Boxer, which also, again, has been doing quite nicely, you know, really priced for that lower LSM market, but expanding nicely into white space opportunity. And then, yeah, you've got the two kind of sort of entities that have had their kind of well-publicized problems in SPAR and Pick n Pay. The SPAR group, unfortunately, I mean, today's events won't do anything to sort of settle the investment case, I don't think. But like I said, you know, I think it is a step in the right direction in terms of starting fresh with hopefully a chairperson that can get on, or at least that that the retailers sort of are happy with, and that'll help the SPAR investment case. And then Pick n Pay, yeah, they've unfortunately deferred their break-even guidance twice now. I think it's FY 2029 now, and they're busy going through a Section 189 labor process, which is not ideal for the group. But without that cost base restructured, it's very difficult to see Pick n Pay get back to break even. So very high level, that's sort of my analysis of the different investment cases.
Stefan, you mentioned that these resignations could potentially be beneficial for the SPAR group. I want to take a look at how it is that a group like SPAR then restructures from a governance point of view. We've touched on the exits that you've seen. We've touched on the other challenges that the SPAR group has faced in the past. How then does a restructuring at this point look, or how should it then look if we are to restore investor confidence in the investment case that is there for the SPAR group?
I think what it comes down to is it comes down to performance. I mean, at the end of the day, SPAR is a wholesaler that supplies independent retailers. And as we've seen, the SPAR numbers have not been great. And by definition, the retailers' numbers haven't been great. So if you can kind of reset the relationship between the wholesaler and the retailers, and you get a chairperson who the retailers are happy with, etc., that immediately changes that relationship. So I think it's kind of starting with a clean slate. But again, it's key that the retailers are happy with that appointment. And I think it's also quite telling that in the announcement, the board made mention of the fact that they are looking for a skill set of extensive retail experience as well as independent retail experience. So in a way, kind of, you know, saying, okay, we definitely need more of that kind of skill on our board. So I think the takeaway really for me is, you know, it's kind of an opportunity to reset the relationship and try and get, you know, into a sort of scenario where both parties are winning, because ultimately they do depend on each other. If one does well, the other one does well. So it is in their interest to sort it out, I suppose.
Sudden resignations at the Spa Group potentially providing an opportunity to reset relationships between the group and its retail network. We'll have to see if that reset does indeed take place and how it is that the Spa Group moves forward from this point on. For now, there is interim leadership in place to continue with the business's day-to-day operations. There's an interim chair who has over 7 years on the Spa board, so the business does still have a leadership in various respects. We'll see how this develops from this point forward. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Stefan Erasmus, Senior Investment Analyst at Anchor Capital, joining us to take a look at the resignations at the Spa Group and how they could potentially affect the retailer.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.